Praise the Lord, a message number 292, and the title of this message, How God Provides for Us, Part 3. Let's open our Bible to the book of John, book of John chapter 6, and let's read from verse 1 to verse 13. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee. That is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far would they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this time that you give us. We bless your holy name, and I pray, Lord, you anoint my lips, anoint also the ears of the listeners, and let this word of yours will bring joy, revival, help, assurance. This word of yours will help people to raise up as a true disciples of yours with good character and attitude that would enable them to reach out your blessing and to grasp the good things that you had given to them. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh Lord, that this message will bring the harvest that you desire, and whatever the purpose of sending this word of yours, let be accomplished. And you will receive the glory and the honor. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. In this wonderful passage that we have read, the Lord did a wonderful miracle. A crowd of 5,000 men, that is not including the woman or the children, they came to the Lord. And the Lord did wonderful miracle. He multiplied the bread and the fish, and everyone of this crowd were satisfied and went home, and they are full. Why the crowd? They came to the Lord. They came to the Lord because they saw the signs and miracles that he did to heal the sick. And always the crowds, when they come to the Lord, they are having certain needs. And you know, in John chapter 6 here, they came because they were seeing the wonders that he did for the sick, and possibly they have sicknesses, diseases, and people come to the Lord because of sickness or diseases. And later in chapter 6 from the book of John, the people continued to follow the Lord, and the Lord told them that you follow me because I give you bread and you are full. So crowds will come to the Lord, and people will come to the Lord because He will give them bread, provision, and their daily need or some material things that they need in life, and they will find in the Lord a good resource for this blessing to them. And when the crowd came to the Lord, the crowd made the disciples. And speaking about the New Testament church, when you speak about crowd coming to the Lord, they will meet the disciples. And when we speak that crowd coming to disciples, they'll be meeting the Lord. So here, the Lord and His disciples can't be separated. When you speak about the Lord, we are telling about His disciples. Disciples should be with the Lord. And when we speak about the disciples, the Lord is with them. The Lord is with us, as we are His disciples. And the crowd who came to the Lord, they are different from the disciples. The crowd, they don't have faith. But the disciple, and we are disciple of Jesus, we have faith. We have a relationship, we have a personal relationship with the Lord. The crowd does not have this personal relationship. We have salvation from the Lord. The crowd does not have this salvation. We have the gift of prayer. The crowd does not have this gift. We have the gift of the Word of God in our hands. We know the Word of God. We have the promises of God. The crowd does not know all these things. Now, one more thing I want to say here. Around the Lord, there are disciples, and there are also crowds. Crowd or crowds. But one thing you must put in your mind, that Jesus will treat the crowd as a crowd, and He will treat the disciples as His disciples. He will not be going to treat you, if you are a disciple, He will not be treating you as a crowd. And what I want to say here, some people who are disciples, who have been trained, and they know all the promises of God, they know the Word of God, still they want the Lord to treat them as a crowd. That cannot be. You will be treated as disciple, and the Lord, in providing our need, He is expecting from you to behave and to live, and your attitude and character to be as one of the disciples of Jesus. What today Christ our Lord would expect from you, would expect from me, would expect from His church to see. The Lord would expect from us that we'll have faith in Christ, that He can do miracles. You know, when the crowd came to the Lord, and He know what He need to do, the Lord asked one of His disciples. He said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" In verse 6, he asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Here, the disciple is tested, and we are tested. The Lord wants to see, do we have faith in Christ, that He can do miracles, that He can do wonders. I am not telling you that I'm not telling you that you are going to create a scenario and pretend that the Lord would do miracle. I'm not saying this. I'm saying when God would call us and He corner us as He corner Philip here, we need to have faith in the Lord that He will do the miracle that He imposed on us to believe. Did Philip have faith? Let us see his answer. Philip answered him, it would take more than half a year wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Now, very clear here, Philip would not have faith in the Lord that he can do miracle. So the first things, when God would provide our need, as the church is disciple, he would test our faith. Our faith should be tested, should be proved, genuine, in Christ Jesus our Lord. The second thing that the Lord would expect from his disciple, and that's where the test. Abraham was tested, and he said to the Lord, "Here am I, Lord." He told him, "Take your son, your only son that you love, and sacrifice him on the mountain that I will show you." His faith was tested. The second thing the Lord had tested his disciple, he tested them when he asked them, "From where? How we can? Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" Christ was testing their concern and their affection to the coming crowd. The answer of Philip, it showed that he has no concern and he has no affection. You know, people, they will come to the Lord for many reasons. But Christ would expect from us that we should have compassion. We should have concern. We should have real love, feeling their pain. We do something to help those people. Now, I am not speaking about the crowd and people you don't know, but I am speaking about the crowd that you really know, as you can see. The crowd came, and the disciples, they saw them coming to the Lord. And here the Lord spoke, and he was checking and testing whether his disciples, having concern and compassion to those people who came. "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He was testing their concern and their compassion. The third thing that the Lord was testing in the life of his disciples is their accountability and responsibility to the ministry, to the calling and the ministry that God had called them to do for him. We are around the Lord. We are workers for the Lord. We need to be accountable and responsible to the calling and the ministry that God had given to us. In verse 8, we see another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. In verse 9, "Here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Now, Andrew here, why he spoke? Because he knew that the Lord is cornering them. They cannot turn off what the Lord say. They cannot turn off the crowd, because the Lord addressed the food that they need to prepare, or something that have to be given to the crowd. Andrew answers, sure that he has accountability to the ministry, to the calling of God. "Lord, I am willing, but Lord, I have this much." There's a time that God would corner us. He knows our capability, but he wants to check, are we accountable? Are we available to suffer? Are we available to serve? That is what he is calling us today. Tell him, "Lord, I am ready to serve you, Lord. Yes, I like to pray it now in my heart. I'm speaking about myself. I don't know about you. But Lord, I am willing. I have this 5 small barley loaves and 2 fish, and I am willing, Lord, to go with you to feed the crowd, O God. Here am I, Lord. Use me, O God, and use all what I have. In Jesus' name. Amen." our accountability to the calling and mystery will be tested by the Lord. The fourth thing the Lord will test in his disciple, whether they trust God and putting what they have in the hand of God. You know, Andrew, when he answered the Lord, he showed that he has really accountable person. But his answer also showed that he cannot trust God that he can multiply this. Do we have full trust in the Lord? There's certain time God put us in trials, in situation. We know that we cannot do our things by our own power. But there's a time that we really need to trust God who put us in that situation. Disciples, we were put in this bigger crowd. They were put in that particular situation. And they know they need to do something for the Lord. They need to do something for the Lord by serving the crowd. That's what we need to understand. Here today as a church, you know, when Jesus said, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Here today, you know, the Lord, a crowd coming to him. The crowd nowadays they can't see the Lord. They see the disciples, they see us. We need to do something that they can see that Christ is in us, is with us. That is how we serve God now. If you will not serve the crowd, the people, how they will be able to see Christ in us? Let's continue the message. So Christ also testing. Do we trust him today that we can continue the ministry, Lord? I will continue the ministry because I trust you, Lord. There's a hurdle ahead of me. And I know, Lord, you will help me to cross over it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The fifth things that the Lord will test in his disciple. You know, the disciple is not a crowd. Crowd has no faith. Disciple should have faith. Crowd has no compassion or concern. But disciple should have it. Crowd does not know about ministry, calling, accountability. Disciples should know that and prove themselves accountable. Crowds does not know how to trust God, but we need to learn it. We need really to trust him, especially in time that there's trials and hardship, and we don't know what to do. The fifth things that differentiate crowds from disciples. The disciple of Jesus, they are able to hear his voice. The crowd is not able to hear the voice of God. In this setup of miracle in John 6, chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 13, the Lord spoke three times. And the same now. The Lord will speak to us in a way we need to hear. We need to grasp. We need to understand. The first time the Lord spoke, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? Jesus addressed the problem. The first time Jesus spoke in this miracle setup, he addressed the problem. The disciple, every one of them, have his own life, his own style, his own ambition, his own future, his own planning. And I am sure that no one of them had put in his mind that they need to provide for the crowd. They need to feed the crowd. They say, Lord, we will follow you. But that, what the Lord addressed now, that was not in their mind. Every one of them, I am sure they have other plans. They want to spend the evening or afternoon somewhere else. Next day they are planning something. But Christ put them in the front of another issue that needs to be addressed well. Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? Jesus addressed the problem. Jesus, when he will speak, he will address our problem. He will address to us the thing that we need to handle now. There are things that you are busy with. When the Lord speaks, you need to keep them aside and make yourself ready to get involved to the things that God, Christ, is addressing today. Jesus addressed the problem. How we know? When we hear his voice, we say the Lord spoke. He addressed the problem. And we know that the crowd composed of 5,000 men, apart from the women and children, maybe there will be 15 or 20,000. But he addressed the problem. The second time the Lord spoke, he told them, have the people sit down. Here Jesus gave an instruction in the process of solving the problem. What he told them, he did not tell them go and cook. He did not tell them go and collect money. He did not tell them go and buy food. He told them have the people sit down. He tells them their part in solving that particular problem. He told them their part in meeting that need for that particular ministry. Don't take it on your all on your shoulders. You will do only part of it. He will do the rest. What he told them here, have the people sit down. It's a bigger problem, but their part is simple and small things to do. We need to be attentive. To what God is speaking. Sure, the disciples, their minds were squeezed by many solutions how to find out the way out of this needs. But when he spoke, they obeyed. And spontaneously the solution came. Spontaneously he took the bread, he gave thanks. He gave to the disciples, they distributed. That's here when how we know that God is calling us. Things will go smooth. Miracles will happen. We need to have faith, accountability, compassion, trust in God, hearing his voice. We need to sit with the Lord. More time we need to sit with him, listen to what he say. Many disciples now like Martha. They are shouting to the Lord. They are angry with the Lord. He is speaking. But they are busy with their own plans. That's why they are not able to listen. And the third part of the third time that he spoke, Jesus, he said, gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted. Here, Jesus gave instruction to prevent the problem from coming back. Jesus did not want his disciples to waste, and he wanted them to be a good example to others around them. If the disciples had nothing left in their hand, then they are worse than the non-believers. Many disciples, they waste and had not used their mind to save and use wisely what God is giving to them and make themselves ready to the next crowd. The disciples of Jesus were baffled with the big crowd that they faced. Jesus here instructed them to gather the extra and keep it aside so that when they are faced again with the crowd, they have something to share. Put in your mind, stewardship and all what God gives to you is a prophylaxis to avoid putting again yourself in a problem, and is a preparation. Stewardship is a preparation for you to be ready to serve the Lord and to meet the need of the crowd. Three times here the Lord spoke. The first time he addressed the problem. The second time he spoke, he gave the initiative to do your part to solve the problem. And the third time he spoke, the Lord gave instruction to prevent the problem from coming back. Reflect on what you hear today. The message for you. The Lord today is addressing a problem that you need to face. It may be related to you, to the ministry, but you need to put aside what you are planning. You need to be attentive to what he say and abide with what he said to you. Don't behave as a crowd. He will not treat you as a crowd. You are a disciple. He will treat you as a disciple. You cannot run away. You cannot escape. You cannot turn him off. He will turn you on. He will put you in the right track. He will address the problem that you need to deal with. He will speak to you and he will tell you what you need to do, the part that you need to do. And third, he will give you the measure to protect you in the future, not to put yourself into the same problem. God wants you to be a channel of a blessing that God will use, that his grace, his love and mercy will reach the crowd that is around you. Let's pray. Commit yourself to the Lord. Lord, tell him, Lord, I thank you for your word that you sent to me, that show me the truth. Lord, I do understand now I need to be a responsible and accountable disciple who will live with you to serve you. And to let your grace and love and mercy reach others. Confess to the Lord your sin, your laziness, your carelessness, your bad attitude. Lord, forgive me. I repent, O God. Tell him, Lord, I repent. Renounce your sin. Tell your sin to him. I will not do it again. Lord, I will kneel down at your feet to continue to hear your voice and put things according to your instructions. Lord, I commit myself to live to serve you. Lord, give me the strength and good health to do that. Lord, provide for me. Lord, sustain me. I determine to serve you, O God. O Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word to us, to your church, to revive us. O God, here we are. We are willing and obedient, O God, to go with you to feed the crowd, to be a channel of a blessing to others. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. O God, take the message and make it reach to those who are in need for it and those who are waiting for it. And Lord, take us to the crowd that need your grace, need your hands, need your love. Here we are, Lord. We are your servant. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.